What's your favorite part about being a football player? And then what's the toughest part about being a football player?
The funnest part about being a football player is just you get to meet different people. You travel a lot. You go to different places. And just have fun, really. Hardest part about being in football is waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I wake up at 3:30, so I know all of what you're talking about. So take us through a typical day off for you. What's keeping you busy?
Typical day for me on an off day?
Yeah.
Okay, on an off day, get up, eat, come here, look at, like, we used to have gray sheets. You don't see your grays. Get in the cold tub, hot tub, bumps, and check on your bumps and bruises. And then go home, play video games.
What kind of video games do you play?
We've got Madden, Call of Duty, Wildlands, Ghost Recon Wildlands. That game is so dope. It's really, it's fun. So, and what else? We play a lot of games, actually. Fast Furious, all that.
If you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be and why?
If I could have any superpower in the world, superpower. Probably speed, just be faster than anybody.
You're not fast enough right now?
No, I want to be good. I want to get faster.
You find a golden lamp, a genie pops out, gets you 3 wishes. What are your 3 wishes?
Oh, to be the richest man. Ooh, 3 wishes. All right, first wish, health, perfect health. Cure racism.
Yes.
Kill racism. Be rich forever.
All right, now I want to get, since you said kill racism, and I absolutely agree, what is your stance on what's going on in the States right now?
Just by seeing everything happening, I mean, it's really sad to see because it's how wise. It seems like it's getting worse than better. So, and just to see your own president be, you know what I'm saying, feel some separate way about you, you can't really... I don't know how to really explain it. Like, it's just, it's not right. It's not cool. You don't, and we elected them, and that's the crazy part about it. So it's just tough just to see that stuff, like the stuff he's saying and stuff like that. So and also you got, like you said, like you've seen on TV, players, everybody's coming together. So I mean, that's all you really can do. Peaceful protest. I'm sorry.
You know, you said you'd be the richest man in the world. What'd be the first thing you blow just the biggest wad of money on?
My mom. I would buy my mom the biggest house she can find.
House, car, everything?
Everything. Mom, what do you want? She can go and do whatever she wants.
Excellent. All right, now following that, who's your hero? Is your mom your hero?
Oh, most definitely. My mom's been my dad, mom, everything since day one. She's never let me down, so that's my basis. She's my hero.
What made you get into football in the first place?
Ooh. I was at a track meet one time. I was at a track meet, and one of my friends was like, yo, I play football. I was like, all right, cool. I mean, I started playing football my freshman year in high school. So, what happened? It was a track meet. He introduced me to one of his coaches. He said, just run a go route. I just ran and I fly. I just caught the ball. He's like, you're on the team. And that's how I started.
That was it.
That was it.
Now, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
The most embarrassing thing? Oh, okay. Playing football, I hit a bench, right? So I knocked the gas out of my leg, right? So I was on crutches in the cafeteria. I was walking on crutches. And I slipped on a pizza wrapper in front of everybody. The worst experience ever.
Anybody at least give you pizza after that?
No. I just had my own pizza, which flew in the air. And I fell, and everybody's laughing. Look at me falling. I'm like, I'm on the crutches. Like, somebody help me. Like, so.
Find out who your real friends are.
Find out who your real friends are.
What's on Caleb Hawley's Netflix account?
What's on my Netflix account? Everything. I literally watch everything. Scary movies, documentaries. What else? Thrillers, all of it. Yes, everything.
If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what is it?
If I can eat one meal for the rest of my life, probably. That's a tough question. Steak. Like steak. I can eat steak.
How do you cook your steak?
Medium well.
That's the right answer, by the way. And finally for you, we ask everybody here, cats or dogs, and why?
Dogs, because I feel like dogs are leaders.
That's simple.
That's simple.